Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Authorities in Winnebago County are investigating the deaths of three people at a home in the 500 block of Division Street in the village of Winneconne. Winneconne and Amro police and sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the residence shortly before 7 p.m. Friday night for a medical incident and welfare check. Deputies found three deceased individuals inside the home. Due to the circumstances of the incident, Winneconne police requested the sheriff's office become the primary investigating agency. Sheriff's officials say based on evidence at the scene and information gathered during the investigation, this was determined to be an isolated incident and there is no danger or threat to the public. A 19-year-old Fond du Lac man wanted in connection with a recent prowling incident turned himself in last Thursday. Fond du Lac police had obtained a nationwide felony bail jumping arrest warrant for Justice Butson in connection with a July 22nd prowling incident in the 500 block of Rock Rose Drive. Police executed a search warrant in the 1600 block of Primrose Lane Thursday trying to locate Butson. He wasn't there but turned himself in later that afternoon. Home surveillance from the July 22nd incident helped the investigation. Police were concerned because of multiple home entries and attempted home entries in the neighborhood this past February. Butson was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail on the active felony arrest warrant. Meanwhile, storm cleanup efforts will continue today as crews work to remove storm-damaged debris across targeted areas from Menasha, Nina, and Fox Crossing after a tornado hit the area last Monday. Menasha and Fox Crossing officials held a virtual news conference Saturday afternoon. Power has been restored to about 75% of Menasha Utility service area. Menasha Utilities is asking customers who received a phone call and your house doesn't have power to call 920-967-3400. You may have to leave a message. Power crews from around the state continue to work in the most hard-hit areas to restore electricity. As of 9:45 a.m. Saturday, the boil water advisory for Fox Crossing has been lifted, and on Sunday, crews continued collecting storm-related household waste in designated areas. Waste should be left at the curb. Vehicles need to be out of the street by 6 a.m. so crews can work safely and efficiently. Public Works crews will also be removing tree debris in separate designated areas. Through Friday, August 7th, we are asking the public to donate food, water, and essential items to help aid and assist in efforts to help those impacted by the storm last Monday in the Fox Cities area. This is how you can help. Starting today, you can drop these items off at the Wave and the Bug at 7502 Radio Road in Ripon. We're accepting donated items no later than Friday afternoon by 3 p.m. And starting tomorrow, August 4th, in addition to the radio station location, you can drop off items to Ripon Hy-Vee. They will have bins set up and ready to go on Tuesday. Drop spots include Ripon Hy-Vee again at 1188 West Fond du Lac Street in Ripon, the Ripon Public Library at 120 Jefferson Street, directly to Calvary Bible Church at 1450 Oak Ridge Road in Nina. After all these items have been donated, collected, and ready to go, we'll be transporting them directly to Calvary Bible Church in Nina. Those with any questions or willingness to help, please email Brad Anthony at brad.anthony@civicmedia.us or text our studio line at 920-990-0098 or call our office at 920-361-3551. The Houston Street Improvement Project in Ripon ran into some delays right from the start. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
City Administrator Adam Sontag says they had to wait on equipment and materials. Slowing down the project is the sanitary sewer portion. Sontag says they hit bedrock, which put them behind.
When sewer is laid, they usually do about 200 to 250 feet a day. They were at about 50 feet a day, so it took a lot longer to get the sewer in that stretch. But we're working with the contractors to try to push forward a more aggressive schedule.
That stretch of street to width of bedrock was from Scott Street to East Water Street. Sontag says as they ready for the State Highway 23 project in the city in 2030, they decided to upsize the sanitary sewer from 6-inch to 10-inch. The Houston Street project is a total reconstruction project including water, sanitary sewer, road, sidewalk, driveway, and curb and gutter replacement. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
That is a check of news. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.